When you hear that a movie made $33 million in a single weekend, as Black Hawk Down did 2 weeks ago, it's a cinch that the movie is playing at a lot of multiplexes. Of that week's top 10 pictures, 8 were playing on more than 2,000 screens apiece. But the other two top 10 movies, The Royal Tenenbaums and Gosford Park, tell a different story. Bob Mondello says that their studios are practicing an old-fashioned, potentially lucrative but risky strategy called platforming.
In the old days, even blockbusters opened small. The first Star Wars movie premiered at fewer than 100 theaters and expanded only after its producers were sure they wouldn't go broke making additional prints. These days, even minor films open on a couple of thousand screens. But year-end holidays always skew things, and in 2001, there were so many Oscar hopefuls that had to open in December, and so much competition for theater space from wide releases, that studios ended up opening nearly half of their prestige pictures in just a handful of theaters. This practice, which tends to produce long lines at a few box offices, and hence a want-to-see factor for audiences, theoretically gives films a platform from which to expand. Having opened in time to qualify for Oscar consideration, they can then open wider after the holidays when the booking crunch is over and 10 best lists will boost them. In some cases, the strategy pays off handsomely. This year, A Beautiful Mind and Black Hawk Down leaped from a few screens to a few thousand and are doing quite nicely. Other titles aren't so healthy. The shipping news, for instance, seems to be fading as it goes wider, which means, despite the presence of Kevin Spacey, theater owners may not be interested in booking it by Oscar time. And that is the danger. If you have a picture like Gosford Park with comparatively low-wattage British stars, it may seem obvious to let word of mouth develop. But if you have The Royal Tenenbaums, your decision is a little trickier. The film's comedy is quirky in ways that might make for good word of mouth, but might not. What's certain is that the picture has marquee value. Gene Hackman, Gwyneth Paltrow, and Ben Stiller are all proven draws. Open the film wide, and they'll guarantee you at least a few million dollars in the till, even if audiences hate the quirky stuff they're doing. Open in 5 theaters, though, as Tenenbaums did, and if the quirks don't catch on, your film will make a few thousand dollars and be on video shelves by Oscar time. The Royal Tenenbaums did catch on in ways it might not have if it had opened wide before audiences knew what to expect, and as the run expanded each week from 5 screens to 40 to 290 and now to more than 900, the film has taken in some $43 million. That means its producers look like geniuses and platforming looks like a great strategy. But is it? Well, sure, but not always. Last year, an equally quirky, equally praised, equally star-laden, and in some ways more commercial comedy called State and Maine tried to go exactly the same route. By mid-March, it had only made about $7 million and had all but disappeared from theaters, making its producers look like idiots, which they aren't. I'm Bob Mondello.